You were bringing home your wedding dress.
Yes, Your Honor.
And you were excited about it.
She invited her neighbor to take a look.
As she's leaning over to get the dress out, you walk up on the porch and the dog bites you.
Yeah.
Now she's looking at a painful recovery.
He actually bit you twice.
He bit me 4 times in my thigh and like 3 times in my arm.
Outrageous. What are you laughing for, you fool?
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Paris High is suing her neighbors, Shayla Nelson, and her fiancé, Courtney Chapman, for a dog attack.
Order. All rise. It's case number 129 on the calendar, the matter of High versus Nelson Chapman. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat.
What is your name?
Courtney.
You weren't at home at the time of this incident.
No, I was not, ma'am.
You can sit down.
Okay.
Miss Nelson, you and the plaintiff are neighbors.
Yes, Your Honor.
And you know each other.
Yes.
Friendly.
Yes.
Not friends, but friendly. How long have you been neighbors?
Since I moved in September.
Of last year, so
yes.
Almost a year. Have you been to her home?
Yes, multiple times.
Has she been to your home?
Yes, she's actually house sat for us and watched my dog while we were out of town.
So multiple times. She's been there multiple times.
Yes, ma'am.
And your dog bit her?
Yes.
On what date did your dog bite her?
The 12th of May.
And your dog bit her on your front porch?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you were just coming home and you were bringing home, I assume, in your car, your wedding dress.
Yes, Your Honor.
And you were excited about it.
Yes.
Do you have a driveway?
Yes.
When you pulled into your driveway, where was Miss High?
In her driveway as well.
Had she exited her car or was she just standing in the driveway?
We were both standing in the driveway when we started speaking.
So she was out of her car?
Yes.
So I'd like you to tell me what you said to her.
I greeted her and I showed her my mother. My mother was in town, so I was like, Paris, this is my mother.
So your mother was in the car?
No, my mom was
getting... Don't say anything. I'll come to you if I need you. Your mother was in the car.
My mother, my daughter, and I had just returned from shopping.
That's not what I asked you. Your mother was in the car, or was she out of the car?
She was in the house when Paris came to the house.
Follow me very carefully.
Okay.
You're getting ahead of yourself or ahead of me? You're talking to the plaintiff in your driveway.
My mother was outside of the car, still in my driveway at that point.
So your mother had exited the car?
Yes.
And your daughter?
Also exited.
And you introduced the plaintiff to your mother?
Yes, briefly.
And then where did your mother go?
Into my home.
And where did your daughter go?
Into the home.
And you were still standing and talking to the plaintiff?
Yes.
And then what happened?
And then I asked if she wanted to see my wedding dress because she
You said, do you want to see my wedding dress? Where was the wedding dress?
The wedding dress was in my car.
Where in your car?
In my back seat.
Was it in a box or was it in plastic?
In a non-see-through plastic bag, yes.
So you couldn't see it through the bag?
Correct.
And you said to her, would you like to see my wedding dress? And she said?
Yes.
And then what did you do?
My plan, since it was...
Don't tell me what the plan was. I didn't ask you what your plan was. I said, what did you do? You're standing there talking to her. You want to see my wedding dress. She can't see the wedding dress through the non-see-through plastic. It's in the back seat of your car. So what did you do?
I told her that I could show her the dress inside the house.
She said, I'd like to see it. You said to her, I'll show it to you in the house.
Yes, I told her I would show her the dress in the house.
I'll show you the dress in the house.
As to not get it dirty outside if you take it out
of
the bag.
Of course, you wouldn't take it out. A long wedding dress that's in a non-see-through plastic out in the driveway. You said, I'll show it to you in the house. And?
And then I told her to wait there.
No. Now you're going to tell me things that I'm not going to believe. I'll show it to you in the house. And then you went to get the dress out of the back of the car.
No. I said, let me show it to you in the house. And then I told her, wait here because my dog was outside. And since my mother and my daughter were inside the house at this point, I thought it would not be wise for her to walk into my home without me.
Now, that's where I don't believe you, madam. because you told me a moment ago that not only have you been to her house, but she's been to your house multiple times, and she even house sat for you. So why would I believe that after you let your mother, who was just visiting for your wedding, go into the house alone with your dog chained on the porch, and you say to somebody who knows the dog, who house sat for the dog, say, wait here, and don't go inside. You see, that's what I'm not following, because that's not true.
Well, it actually is true, and the reason for it is because my mother has had a relationship with my dog for the past 6 years. So my mother and the dog are very comfortable together.
Just a second. Where does your mother live?
In California.
Just a second. And you live in California?
No, I live in Minnesota.
So you live in Minnesota. So your mother is not a daily visitor to Minnesota, because you said you and the plaintiff were friends and you've been to each other's homes, and she's never met your mother.
Correct.
You introduced her to your mother. In any event, this is what happened. She said, because you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out what happened. She said, you want to see my dress? She said, I'd love to see your dress. She said, I'll show it to you inside. As she's leaning over to get the dress out, you walk up on the porch and the dog bites you.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Actually, I had forgotten.
Actually,
I left my dress in my car because we were just hauling the kid and my mother inside the house. And so I had forgotten I left it in my car. And that's why I told her, wait right here, because I have to run back to my car to get it in order to show it to her in the house.
You just told me you were both standing with each other in the driveway.
Yes, and then we walked toward the house, so we were over by my stairs. We had started beginning walking toward my house.
Your dog bit her. You're responsible. You can make whatever kind of excuses you like for yourself in your head, but your dog bit her, and you're responsible. She was an invited guest to your house. She wasn't trespassing, and your dog bit her. And if it's a dangerous dog, it shouldn't be leashed outside on the front porch. Do you understand?
Yeah.
What kind of dog is it?
He was a German Shepherd.
He was?
He was.
And where is he now?
He has been put down.
Then if he was put down, this wasn't the first time he bit somebody.
He actually had cancer. He had a large tumor on the back of his right leg.
It wasn't the first time he bit somebody.
No.
Okay. Can I see a picture of the wound, please?
Yes.
He actually bit you twice.
He bit me 4 times in my thigh, and like 3 times in my arm.
Outrageous.
And he went for my throat.
What are you laughing for, you fool? What are you laughing for? You look like a fool.
I want to tell you something. You look like a fool.
You want to see her injuries? You look like a fool.
I actually did see her injuries. I cleaned them and everything immediately afterwards.
I don't know why you're laughing. I mean, is it just an inappropriate...
It was more of a wow, because I actually saw the last bite, and he was not going for her throat. I actually called him off of her.
Would you show...
I mean, the bite is approximately here.
You're marrying her?
Yes, ma'am.
Good for you. Lots of luck with that. Show this to the defendant. Did you ever see the injuries?
Yes, ma'am.
Who owns this house?
I do.
Do you have homeowner's insurance?
No, ma'am.
You're a bigger fool.
Yeah, I'm required to obtain that.
Were you responsible for having the dog put down?
Yes.
How long has the dog been living in your home?
Approximately 7 months.
September.
I didn't ask you anything. How long has the defendant been living in your home? What do you mean, You're supposed to
give it about 7 to 8 months as well. She moved in the same time as the dog did because she...
So she brought the dog?
Correct.
Did you ask her whether the dog had bitten anybody before?
Yes, ma'am.
And what did she tell you?
Yes.
What did you say to her?
I asked her what was the consequence of it.
And what did she say?
She told me that the neighbor actually came onto the property. Even her sister agreed to the story.
Don't tell me what her sister agreed
to. But the neighbor had came onto the property. Her father wasn't paying any attention. The neighbor tapped her father, and the dog bit the neighbor.
That's the story she told you?
Yes, ma'am.
How long have you been her neighbor?
Since August of 2017, so almost a year.
Have you had any difficulty with her?
No. Actually, we went out to breakfast every other Monday on my days off. She used to come over.
Did you apologize to her for the dog biting you?
Actually, I did. Yes, ma'am. I actually did try to. Actually, it was at work, so I got off at 7:30. As soon as I got off of work, I actually went over to her home personally. She sent her son to the door, both of her sons, and they stated that she was actually in the tub, and that was that. I actually tried contacting Mrs. Hyde the next day.
Miss Chapman, This is your problem. You invited this lady to come live with you and to marry you.
Correct.
She brought with her a dog that you knew had bitten before. Whatever Bubba Meissa story she gave you about how that came about, you knew the dog had bitten before, and you own this home. If you have a dog that you choose to keep in your home that you know has bitten before, you have homeowner's insurance naming the dog as a dog that lives with you so that we wouldn't be here in court. You don't have homeowner's insurance. I hope you love her a lot, because this is a terrible injury and very frightening. And I'm awarding her exactly what she's asking for, which is $5,000. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
We're done.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
It's not all about money. I just want them to see the serious and severity.
I believe she altered her own stuff.
I mean, I'm a bigger person, and the dog was as big as me.
There are marks on her body, skits. Torn skin.
And we have little kids where we live, and I was worried for the safety.
That we're not there when I cleaned her.
And I hope that they get insurance next time and make sure they get a safe dog.
I mean, if you want to hurt yourself for money, be my guest, but I'm glad it's over.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Troisi versus Jenkins. Step forward.
Diane Troisi is suing her son's former roommate, Anthony Jenkins Jr., for tow fees after he maliciously had her Harley Davidson towed.
Ms. Troisi, how old is your son?
26.
He's not here today.
No, he's not.
Why?
He's incarcerated.
And I assume that based upon what I'm reading, that your son has been trouble for a long time.
Yes, ma'am.
And that he wasn't welcome to live in your home.
Right.
So he rented a room from Mr. Jenkins.
Actually, Judge, he was welcome in my home. He started being a lot of trouble when he lived at Mr. Jenkins' home. Then he became a problem.
Yeah, yeah. This is not the first time your son's been in jail.
No, it's not.
Okay. Let's be honest with each other. It'll make it much easier.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
When he left the room a disaster.
Absolutely.
You came by and saw the condition of the room.
Yes, ma'am.
And how would you describe your son's room?
Well, his things
were... How would you describe your son's room?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Diane Troisi says her son's former roommate, Anthony Jenkins Jr., owes for tow fees. Anthony is countersuing for property damage, rent, storage, and a false police report.
Now, you had a motorcycle that was in your name that your son was using.
Mm-hmm.
He probably used it for a very long time. Do you also have a motorcycle?
No, I don't.
I somehow can't picture you on a motorcycle. So I would assume that...
I would look great on a motorcycle.
I assume that either you bought the motorcycle or the motorcycle was titled in your name.
Correct.
And how long had your son had the exclusive use of the motorcycle?
The whole time that I had.
What's the whole time? Give me a time frame.
I was still making payments on it. I still make payments to this day. I think I have 2 years of payments left, so he
Whatever.
Was had
you
it for 2 years.
You have the motorcycle back.
I do have it back.
Okay. Your complaint against Mr. Jenkins, who kicked your son out of the room because he was a real troublemaker, I get that very, very briefly, because you wanted to rent somebody a room. If you had rented somebody a room and they were a reasonable tenant, you wouldn't kick them out.
Absolutely.
Of course. So your son was a problem.
Yes.
And when did you kick him out of the room?
Right around October 2017.
And when he left the room a disaster.
Absolutely, yes.
You came by and saw the condition of the room.
Yes.
Is that correct? When did you come by to see the condition of the room?
On November 5th, Mr. Jenkins contacted me that I could pick up some of my son's things if I wanted to. I didn't even know he was kicked out.
I don't care what you knew.
Okay.
So you went over to the house?
I went to the house to pick up his things.
And how would you describe your son's room?
Well, his things were...
Not a well. How would you describe your son's room?
This stuff was all over the place, and there was a hole in one of the doors where you go into the room. There was a hole in the door.
And, Ms. Troisi, did you tell Mr. Jenkins that you would help with the repairs of the room that your son has caused the damage to?
Yes, I did initially tell him that I would help.
The answer is yes. You told him you would.
Yes.
How much did you give him?
Zero. Do you want to know why?
Sure.
Because I felt he was extorting money from me because he was very intimidating. I know he drinks all the time. He was inebriated when I went there. And I'm frightened. I'm an older woman.
Mail him a check. The postal,
it's not my responsibility.
It's not his responsibility to take care of your son's motorcycle either.
No.
So what he did was...
But it was my
What he did was, he ultimately called people to have it towed away. And they towed away the motorcycle, which you had to retrieve, so you want him to pay the towing fees.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Listen, my son, probably high on drugs, shouldn't be a stranger's responsibility to clean up after my child. And it's not his responsibility to tow your motorcycle to a convenient place for you. That's a tit for tat. That's justice.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Diane Troisi says her son's former roommate, Anthony Jenkins Jr., owes for tow fees. Anthony is countersuing for property damage, rent, storage, and a false police report.
Now, they towed away the motorcycle, which you had to retrieve, so you want him to pay the towing fees, because you have the motorcycle back.
Yes, but the problem is that I had contacted the police department and they wanted me to file a theft report about the motorcycle. I asked them if instead of doing that, the police would please contact Mr. Jenkins and ask him to give it back before I filed a theft report, because I didn't want to do that to him. And
he did. Why didn't you just send him a check?
Send him a check for what?
For the damage that your son did to his
son. Okay, it's not my responsibility.
He had the motorcycle towed. That's what he did.
He knew that I was coming to pick it up and was told by the police that he had to return it to me.
Don't tell me what the police told you.
No.
It's hearsay.
I have it on the recorder that the police told me to come pick it up.
It's hearsay.
Okay.
That's what you do. If you want your motorcycle back, you come into court, you file a case, and you say, he has possession of my property and I want it back. But you sort of made a quid pro quo with him. You said, listen, I want my son's property, which is really my property, and I'll fix the damage that my son did to his room.
Correct.
And what you didn't do is fix the damage. You had no obligation to fix the damage.
Right.
But you agreed to fix the damage.
Because I was scared.
I don't care what your excuse is now,
okay.
Ms. Troisi. You agreed to fix the damage, and you didn't. So he didn't return the motorcycle to you. He had it towed to an inconvenient place for you.
Right.
Which annoyed you. I don't care. You know, I have children who are a lot older than 26. And I'm under no legal obligation to clean up after their messes. But if you see your son's mess and you obligate it to yourself, you said, listen, my son, probably high on drugs, whatever he was, when he made a hole in the door and he destroyed the room, I'm going to take responsibility for it because it shouldn't be a stranger's responsibility to clean up after my child.
Right.
And it's not his responsibility to tow your motorcycle to a convenient place for you. That's
right.
What I'm answering you. That's a tit for tat. That's justice.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
It's not his responsibility to tow your motorcycle to a convenient place for you. That's
right.
What I'm answering you. That's a tit for tat. That's justice.
Excuse me, but what you're missing out on is that...
You have the motorcycle back.
When I went to the house to get my son's things, Mr. Jenkins went through everything. He kept his GoPro camera. He kept other belongings of my son that were... I didn't know he was going to do that. I thought I was just going to get all of his belongings.
All the goodies, including your bike, and leave the mess for him, for the stranger.
No, and I was going to pay him. But when I didn't get anything... That he picked up my son's GoPro camera. I said, that's my son's. He said, oh, I'm keeping it. That's $400 camera. There's $400 to the $600 he said was...
He's not paying you for the motorcycle. And she's under no obligation to clean up after his mess.
I did not take that.
You didn't take the GoPro camera.
Right.
Where is it?
I mean...
Maybe your son pawned it. You don't know he's in jail, so you can't ask him.
Okay. And where's the false police report that you're accusing me of filing? Where's the false police report?
The police report said what?
There is no police report. I never filed one.
Oh, I'm not entertaining his counterclaim.
I want to see it, though, because he said that I had one. So where is it?
Just a second. He's not giving you any money. You should have kept your promise. Then you would have gotten your motorcycle back. You didn't keep your promise. You get zippity-doo-dah.
Okay.
And you'll clean up because she's not responsible after a 26-year-old makes a disaster of his room. But she said she would. So you discommoded her and made her travel a long way to get her motorcycle. That's justice. We're done.
Why is that excused? You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She verbally agreed to pay for the damages.
I had offered to pay it first, and then when I got there, I realized that I didn't have to pay. I spoke to a lawyer.
If I was smart, I probably would have just washed my hands of it, and
I'm all done with this kid. I hope to never see him again.
Just told it then, but as when she said that, hey, you know, I'll pay you for the damages.
I know all about his past history of stealing from his father.
I figured, yeah, I'll hold on to the bike.
To call somebody else names for any abusive substances.
Make a little trade.
It's pretty low when you have an alcohol problem yourself.
Didn't quite work that way.